What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Yes, I am back into the big chair. I am here. I am back in the big chair. This is the Spike on the Mic. I am Spike on the Mic, and we are here to put some entertaining and knowledgeable information in your eardrums or that little cornucopia thing that's in your ear. When they turn the guest on, they will tell you what it is. I know it's a cranium thing. It looks like a French horn. But so I have to try to explain this by myself. I can't do this by myself, so let me introduce the crew. The guy who is Ofon Quad, he is the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like someone who has a button that pushes and says,
Ofon Quad. Yes, you speak Spanish. You speak Spike, we'll go with that. And we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I am sticking also, Ofon Quad.
Oh, ooh, nice. You're looking like Ofon Quad on there. Mm-hmm. Cool, all right? And the man who sat in the big chair last week, and he did a marvelous job with a mob, you want to call him that, we call him Hanging Chad. Chad, how you sticking?
Spike, I am so happy to see your face. I've had a rough week. I broke both my arms.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah, I broke both my arms and my ankle week. Oh. My arms signing autographs because they heard me. They heard me host this show last week. So I signed so many autographs. My arms are broken. Broke my ankle because I got tired and had to run. And
I thought maybe you had hurt your back from carrying the show.
Oh, and my back. Good. And that's my back. So yeah. I'm really hurting this week, but I'm going to hang in there.
You did a marvelous job because I went to the replay and I heard about it. So I had to go and check out how you did. And I dig how you started out with Spike Check 1 or Chad Check 2.
Yeah.
And programming note, and I should tell you this while we were doing the premium thing. I was watching it, listening to it, and you flew through the beginnings. Like our introduction was going to be like within 5 minutes, but you failed. It ended up, being like 12, 11.
I made it feel like that, but we drug it out.
Yeah, really. All right. And somebody that I don't think I should be mad at because he shows up on time for Mr. D. Whitman. But and since this is Black History Month, I'll let him go this time. This is the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
Unmute.
He didn't get the memo.
That's good because I just would have had to been bleak. I'm sticking like Vince Vaughn at the Wedding Crashers.
Oh,
cool. All right.
I wanted to bolster Hanging Chad's confidence since it was his first show.
Right, because I listened to you. You were there on time. I mean, it's almost like you couldn't sleep. You couldn't sleep knowing
Actually, he arrived just about the same time as this show. He came just a second or two after we started the show. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Overall, he's been doing really good, Spike. So when you do his one-on-one later, you need to tell him that.
Wow. Listen to Chad. He hosts the show one time. Now he's giving managerial suggestions.
If you can't do it, I'll take it over.
No.
All right. I like it. Well,
the one-on-one, not the show. I don't want the big show.
Okay. So speaking of taking over, so now we're going to go ahead and get into the good looking of this part of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Where we get the X and the Y chromosomes to make things happen. Now, my confusion is which is the X and which is the Y So we'll go straight way in Orlando. We'll go straight to Orlando and listen to the person who is, she's back, but she took a sick day last week. So we'll call her Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody that doesn't really have a use of their right arm.
Yeah, really. Word on the street is that your name changed. You was out there tearing up stuff.
Yes, my name is now Bantam Doe.
Yes.
Serious.
Bantam Doe. And the person who gave me that name, or was the first to mention that name, that I had no idea about it, but it came way from Punchy Country, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Punchy Country, yes. That's the same trouble Hanging Chad had.
Yes. Beautiful Miss Kimberly. Miss Kim, how you sticking?
I don't know. Like, Hanging Chad, I think his name now needs to change to assistant manager. Right?
Oh. Oh, that's boring. And it comes with responsibilities.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah. True.
He was true. so much as if I, just for the record, voice of reason, why are you muted? Okay,
I just didn't want to talk over anybody.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
All right, so there were some things I wanted to talk about. It was talk about Hanging Chad, did a marvelous job hosting the show. The Punxsutawney thing.
Punxsutawney. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Oh, Billy, did you?
Yes.
Do you care to express why you was out yet last week?
Certainly. I was in a car accident, and you know how there's two, or in this part of your arm, there's two bones?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, in that car accident, on this arm, right arm, this bone and this bone right below my wrist were broken.
Wow.
Pretty seriously broken. The big one, which is the one that's closer to your thumb, was actually pretty much dislocated. It was like, here's where the bone is supposed to be. Here's where it was.
All right, now you're making us uncomfortable.
It looked kind of funky.
Okay.
And then while you guys were doing the show last week, I was in surgery.
On a Saturday? Monday?
On a Monday night? Yeah.
On a Monday night, I was in surgery while you were doing the show. Correct. Mm,
okay. All right. Well, that's great. So now we have the whole gang here back. Go ahead, voice. What's on your mind?
So apparently there are no computers in surgery.
There's no computer. Well, not any. I was asleep. They had me, under, I couldn't.
Oh, all right.
I couldn't actually work at any computers, but I do now have a bionic arm.
Arm, yeah.
This is a bad statement. So,
do you
have a computer like that guy that was in the wheelchair that was real smart?
Yeah, just like that.
Professor X.
There was
no, he's talking about what's his name? I know you're talking about Spike.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh,
it's only one
quantum physics or whatever.
Yeah, him. The guy, the physicist, really famous physicist that was in a wheelchair.
Stephen Hawking.
Thank you, guys, man. What would we do without you?
We would have been here for 20 minutes trying to figure that out.
We're the car. He's the gas, and we're just sitting here waiting to go.
I was going to let Professor X hang out there, because I'm a big X-Men fan.
Yeah. Ooh, I am, too.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the number one award-deserving show, and you have just heard from our resistance fighters. So here we put some visual knowledge in your eardrums. And so keeping in with the housekeeping, we have to say that this is the only road trip show where you're allowed to pick up hitchhikers, so you give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. If you call, we will let you drive the show, because once you get in the car, man, it is a road trip. Speaking of getting in the car and calling, last week, while I was out on assignment, I called in, and someone explained why there was no answering machine or nobody answered my question, and I pose this to you.
Oh, I'll tell you why. We actually had a caller.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The brawny man called in.
We didn't know how to answer it.
Yeah. The brawny man
called in.
And it was probably busy when you called.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was you. I seriously thought it was you.
You did? Oh, yeah. Well,
saying, what are you doing to my show? Get off my show.
No, actually, I was on the set of Project Runway, and I thought about it while I was on the runway. I said, oh, no, it's time. So I tried to call, and then I got, hey, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. Your phone call is not important to us right now.
Yeah. We don't care anything about you, but if you want to leave a message, go ahead.
Yeah, really. So
have a wonderful Monday night.
Yes. Yes. And so what I was calling about to make sure that we talk about three things.
Oh, yes.
The past, the present, and the future.
All right, that was all with a sum. That was awesome. So that is, ladies and gentlemen, now we are continuing on with our awesome, awesome, award-deserving show. Is at least two more things, three more things we have to do is talk to at least the sponsors, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Correct since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Hey, PW.
Yeah, I have no idea why we didn't see that.
All right.
I'll put it in the video version, though.
Oh, okay, cool. No All problem.
Right. Talk amongst yourselves.
Right. When we're listening to the sponsors, and I want to get this from the resistance fighters. Do y'all, hold on a second. Do y'all hear a little boop 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 somewhere in the
music? Yeah, it's in the music.
Okay, all right. Because I thought maybe I was touching the button on beat every time, but it's a beep boop boop. But that's cool.
I'm gonna listen for it. I've never heard that.
You haven't?
Man, I don't pay attention to anything.
Well, thanks for the Easter egg.
Yeah, that's exactly. What I'm saying. Now I'm gonna listen.
Man,
for
I know
it.
You didn't hear because you walked away, right?
I just had to get a drink. Yeah, I hear it. It's part of the music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, cool. All right.
Oh, so he's drinking twisted tea.
Morning raspberry.
So,
raspberry.
Do this now because we need to go do the next thing, but the button to push is so far away.
That's my cast.
What is that?
That's my cast.
Broke out the cast?
Yeah. I mean, I broke two arms. Billy just broke one, but. Whatever, I don't want to make it all about me.
He just had to one-up me.
Yeah, really. So there's something else I wanted to talk about where we have to just keep going on. So let's do this. Since we have to, the buttons are so far away and we can't push them right now. And, ooh, guess what? We can push the
buttons got closer.
The buttons just got closer. So since the button is there, let's hit a cow chip button.
Oh, a cow chip?
All right. So in celebration of Black History Month, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
This.
Forgot all about this, that.
Wait, I thought it was Tall People History
Month. Yeah, it is Tall People. This is going to be
okay.
A tall history chip.
Okay.
And I didn't call this chip, just Karma is Tall. I'm just going to read it. This is just some enlightening things that it's not make you go, it's just educational. The University of Alabama is renaming its building to the first tall student that attended the University of Alabama and removing the name of the Klansman because his name was on the building. University of Alabama board trustees have voted to name the building after the first tall student.
I forget what her name was.
You knew
I don't remember either. I can look it up.
Instead of her name, instead
we
of
should look it up.
Yeah, no, I can tell you. The trustee reversed the decision, naming the building Lucy Graves Hall. Lucy was the tall person. Graves was a Klan man. So they decided to just remove the Graves Hall name, and they're going to call the first building, we just call it A. Lucy Foster.
All right.
Her name is nice. Adrienne Lucy Foster. She got married after that. She became the first student, first tall student to enroll in University of Alabama in 56. Now, check this out, guys. This is some cow chip stuff right here. On her third day at campus in 56, a violent riot, a mob came out there and chased her into Graves Hall, which is the Klansman's hall, where she hid in the library until authorities came and helped her escape.
Wow.
And there's some more stuff. I thought it was going to be a topic, but I make it a chip. The board of trustees decided that because of the commotion that she caused, they suspended her and expelled her from the university.
Oh, of course.
Wow. So she didn't graduate?
A decade later, she went back and enrolled at the university and earned her bachelor's and master's degree in 91.
Nice.
And so now there's an endowment named after her, a clock tower named after her, and now they're going to take out the name of Mr. Bibbs and put her name in the hall on the building. So that's the tall cow chip of the month.
Yes.
I wonder if she's
what was
still
her name
alive.
Again?
I don't know.
It'd be 100, I think.
Okay, I'm going to spell it. I'm going to spell it.
Foster.
A-U-T-H-E-R-I-N. Lucy.
Authorin?
Authorin Lucy. But now she's Authorin Lucy Foster.
Nice.
Okay, Authorin is her first name?
Yeah.
Correct.
Arthur Ann?
Back then, names were deep.
No, it's not spelled like Arthur Ann.
Arthurin.
Yeah.
Arthurin. Okay, like the female for Arthur. Arthurin.
Okay. That's your cow chip news. So you guys at local bars and local bars and restaurants, you can say, hey, you know that the University of Alabama have a building named after Lucy.
Well, are you sure that's not just something you libs have made up?
Shut up, boys.
Hey, lips made up.
Take the lips. All right, so let's do Big A Word of the Day.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we're going to see the video, though. Let's see what happens.
Here's the video.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
I could do
it. Yes.
Hey, last week's show, there was
a question.
Go ahead.
I'm so glad you're
back. Do we call it the big A word of the day because A is the first letter of the alphabet?
No. Because we don't want to say ass.
Yeah, we're not supposed to say ass because we're on the radio.
Oh, is that really? I never knew that. Is that really?
The big ass word of the day.
I never know when you guys are being serious or not. I'm so gullible.
Does that mean we just had it several beeps?
No, you're actually allowed to say ass. We just decided to call the big A.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
One day I do need a list of words I can't say.
All right, yes.
Yeah, I can tell you words.
No, that's dangerous. You don't need to know.
I'll email that to you so that they're always on your mind.
Yes, please.
Google George Carlin and the seven words you can't say.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a hint that I think it is in being in radio. I think it is. They are words that only mean one thing. Like... S-H-I-T, it only means one thing.
Oh, yeah.
But ass...
He's a hero in training.
But ass means anything.
Yeah.
And damn means two things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah. You know, like if you call somebody a immer uber...
Yeah.
That only means one thing.
Yes.
And
do you know that dong means two things?
Yes.
It's Korean currency.
All right, I think we should stop experimenting with these.
Yeah, we're gonna go. It's about to go bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Vietnamese currency. I'm sorry.
Yeah right there. Good call. Good call.
Time to take the lighter.
Whoever made that call.
Hey, so
what is the big A word of the day?
Abnation.
Abnation.
Abnegation. That was last week.
Oh, that's it. Abnegation. What I was going to try. I messed it up.
Right. That was last week.
Yeah, that was last week.
I was going to ask.
Viz at the top of the list.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys, do y'all remember what the big A word of the day was last week? But now everybody knows it's abnegation. So here's the big A word, and I'm going to play it three times.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
We ready.
Obsequious. Obsequious. Obsequious.
I'm kind of thinking that you guys may know what that word is because it's has a fancy sounding thing, and you guys know fancy sounding.
We have a fancy group here.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So do I need to spell it? It is O-B-S-E-Q-U-I-O-U-S.
Obsequious.
So go around the room. Voice of reason. Do you have any idea what obsequious means?
I don't know what it means, but I've been told not to be it.
Yes.
Guess,
really?
Man.
Wait, what?
I have no idea what it means. I didn't even look it up after I was told not to be it. But I was told not to be that.
Okay, well then, Kimberly, you have any idea what he's talking about? You know what the word is?
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been that.
Billy?
I do know what the word means. I even spelled it right before you spelled it in the chat.
Gas man?
No, I thought it was how you spell it when you try to say obvious.
That was a close good one there.
Yeah.
that's real close. Mr. Hanging Chad?
It sounds like something to do with like being underwater, like in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I like that.
No, that's Aquamanius.
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 All right. And then PWs.
Yes, I do know what that means.
Wow. You know, when this word came down to me, I was from the big A word place. I kind of fascinated. These resistant fighters, they're smart. They would know this word here. But, you know, what you going to say, what you going to do. All right, so let's do topic changing music.
Oh, here we go. All right, we've been obsequious, and now we're going to switch topics.
All right, I like
that. Dean Martin took over your chair?
That should be your last topic intro after, like, you've had a few beers.
Well, I've had a few beers. So.
All right, this topic here, I'm just going to call it, what's odd about this story?
What's odd about this story?
This story
is reading it.
And reading's gonna be fun because you guys give me about 2-3 minutes. Let me read this whole story, and then you tell me what's odd about it. And
talk about yourselves.
This kind of hits home.
2 minutes and 45 seconds.
it's kind of close to home. So here we go. And bear with me. Listen to it because I'm gonna ask you guys what's odd about this story.
All right, we're gonna listen.
An ongoing series of recent fights at Walt Disney World when the police arrest two drunk guests on multiple charges. All right. Two women, 29 and 31 years of age, were vacationing in Orlando, Florida. And the night the sisters ate at a steakhouse seemed to be going pretty well, even though they arrived 30 minutes late for their reservations. They got drunk at an Irish bar. And the problem began when they tried to go back to the hotel off the Disney property. Their phones died. Disney security tried to help by calling an Uber. The Uber driver refused to pick them up, worried that they were too drunk to get in his car. So the two women argued while waiting for a taxi. The older sister called the younger sister a bad mom and slapped her. The younger sister returned a threat to punch the older sister. Disney security witnessed the whole thing is entirely. Both sisters became screaming at each other. Security said that one male was sitting on the bench while the second male was standing over her. And that's when she slapped her. And then the other female, the younger one, punched her in the face because she said, "You were a bad mother." They started pulling each other hair and fighting. Security was able to pull the drunk girls apart. But once the sisters were apart, they ran at each other. The younger sister slipped in vomit that one had pushed out, and then they fell in the bushes fighting. It gets better. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Yes.
We're trying to figure out what you just said.
Is there a video of this?
The younger sister, they said the younger sister slipped in the vomit, then fell into the bushes while they were fighting.
World star.
Yeah, really.
World star. Really. That's really how Billy broke her arm.
Yeah, really. Younger sister ran a few feet away, took off her dress, exposed her breast.
What?
And then they began fighting again. Now, here's the good part about the story.
None of that was the good part.
The police arrived on the scene and arrested the sisters for drunken intoxication, domestic violence, and battery and disorderly conduct.
Nice.
The report noted that Disney did not have video surveillance of the drunken brawl. The state attorney declined to press charges because both sisters requested that the other one should not be prosecuted. And since that, no criminal charges have been filed, and the guests remain unnamed. All right. So now, reading that whole story, tell me what was odd about that story. And I start out with you, Billy.
That she took her dress off and was fighting her sister with her boobs swinging.
Yeah. Right. And
that is odd.
Staying in the XY chromosome family. Kimberly, what's odd about that story?
Every damn thing. Wait. You said that they drank at an Irish pub?
Yeah, but they might be like Epcot. No.
I can tell you. No, I bet
that
you.
That is not an Irish pub.
No, the Irish pub is in downtown Disney.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
There's right. A big one there. I think it's called O'Flanagan's or something like that.
So they weren't in the park then. Okay.
But I don't know. I didn't read the story.
I've been to that bar. Yeah, I know.
Right.
That
so, Gas Man, what's odd about that story?
Let me say, disorderly conduct arrest represent. What's odd about it is the whole story. The family members punching and fighting, taking off her dress. Good lord,
really,
man.
Really?
Were they from Ozarks or something?
Chad, what's odd about this story?
It's not that she took off her dress. It's not that they're sisters. Sisters are going to fight. And they may even do it publicly. What's weird is that Disney World did not have any cameras. And they right, catch okay. this because there's cameras all over Disney World.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Voice of reason.
There's absolutely nothing odd about that. I have two nieces that were involved in basically the exact same situation based upon motherhood and a discussion over who should get to play the pinball machine next.
Oh,
okay. And then PW wow. was odd about the story.
What was most odd about this story was prostituted. I had trouble with that word.
Okay. So, yeah. That's a typo. That was a typo, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, well. So, reading the story, I flew through it. I read through it. So, I can read very good quietly.
Sure.
I just can't read talking out loud.
Out loudly.
Yeah.
Words is hard.
Yeah, really. The thing that struck me that was odd about this story, and Hanging Chad hit it around the point, there was no video.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Especially
in the house of Mickey.
Well, you know, maybe once she took her clothes off, then they weren't able to use the video, you know?
Yeah, but even if there's people around, you pull out your camera, you're always, everyone videos everyone now.
Yeah. Last time I took off my clothes.
In the morning,
yeah.
Who's out?
Yeah.
Yeah. According
wait, this
to
is 6
story,
a.m.?
You know, it happened at like noon at night.
Yeah, it started at downtown Disney in front of the Cirque du Soleil.
Yep.
And then moved to Disney Springs.
Wow.
So then
well, that's in the direction of going to the Irish bar, not leaving it.
Yeah.
They were drunk. So they didn't know where they were going.
They were going backwards.
Yeah. So my
it was midnight. It was midnight. 12:40 p.m.
Right.
A.m. I'm sorry.
Right.
But I almost wanted to call it fake fish, but because as Hanging Chad and Spike said, how there's no video nowhere. And then the next thing, which made me think that at first I thought they were all tall, but then I'm not a racist person. I was thinking they were tall, but then I said maybe they're not tall for two reasons. They was at Irish Bar Club,
Irish Bar, yeah.
And they dropped all charges.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, so yeah. They're white. Yeah. They're white.
It's never happened. It never happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those that's are some was, short people. Yeah.
It was a short.
And I don't know why you'd think they'd have to be tall. They were already sisters. That was enough, right there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't mean sisters. I mean they were just like sisters, like.
Related,
right?
like me and Kim.
There is something. There is something else that's odd about this story, and it goes on my experience as the police. The part where the taxi cab wouldn't take them because they're drunk.
That was the Uber driver.
The Uber driver.
There's an actual law that says it's okay for a taxi driver to take a drunk person home, and the police can take their money and pay the driver in advance. I've done it.
The drunk person's door has been opened.
What happened? The door open.
Yeah, I told her to not disturb me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's go. Fight.
Yeah. She's taking her dress off.
I'm going to stick up for the Uber driver.
She takes off her dress.
The Uber driver.
Don't take your cameras out.
The Uber driver refused because he didn't want vomit in his car.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
it. Uber driver. Right. There was
well, you know, that's
vomit.
Another thing that I meant to mention. I have slipped in my own vomit. So, you know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. When I was like 13 years old.
Oi.
Cancel those wings, Cinnamon.
Yeah, why were you vomiting at the age of 13?
I was at a wedding reception. And for some reason, I was seated at a different table from my parents.
Okay.
And well, you know where this is going.
Wait, and my father said it was okay. I could drink the toast, and I thought that meant the entire bottle.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, nice that'll air. Do it.
Yeah,
dice carrots everywhere.
Yes, dice carrots everywhere. Yeah,
everywhere. Yeah, really. Okay, well. This story leads me to wondering whether, you know, it was strange there was no cameras around.
Yeah.
They were tall. Well, they were short.
I'm surprised that Disney didn't have, like, CCTV everywhere because it's Disney.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Even Disney Springs is still Disney property, and I would think that they would have surveillance everywhere.
Yeah, but
even
I don't
more
think
so
they would
because
share
alcohol
it.
Served there.
I don't think
All
they
right,
would
looking
share
at this story, looking at this story online, I see that Walt Disney News is publishing it. There's no video because Walt Disney doesn't want this kind of stain on their reputation.
I agree.
That's why there's no video. That's why there's no video.
All the Disney employees are enjoying the video.
Yeah.
Right.
Which there's a new documentary out on Disney and employees. Do you know this one?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about how they don't pay their employees enough, and a lot of them are on like government
assistance.
And there's a whole documentary about it. It's one of the three: Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon.
So is that
enough for the tickets?
So is that a facade? Is this a fake fantasy that people want to work? Yeah,
facade. Yeah, and let me write that one down too.
A long time.
Next to prostituted. Yeah,
you know, like
prostituted.
That people want to work at Disney and they think that is the holy grail of employment in Orlando. That's not true anymore.
No. Mm-mm.
Never been true.
No.
It's kind of like the same way with Walmart, you know, like you heard that about Walmart employees. They were
No. Walmart has always been the garbage. Oh, I mean, they've been the lowest standard. But everybody used to want to work at Disney. That was a they have a what's called a job fair. And it'd be people for days driving from all over the cities to go work
because people need jobs. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the documentary. I just know it exists.
Yeah, and that's like a job that people want when they're in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, not when they're Fassage.
Okay, I'll take my application.
But they have a lot of non-kid employees there on the, and that are on this documentary too.
Sure. So. Yeah.
I mean, they have to have kids to get in the Muppet outfits, right?
Yes, Muppet outfits. Yes,
when they go down the
Minnie Mouse and
street, all them little characters and things. Gas man, what?
Chad, you can go ahead and say it. You don't have to say non kid. You can go ahead and say the word.
I know. Did you see me? I was really trying to work around that one. Boys, you're the only one that probably even said or noticed that.
You can say the word.
Not offend anybody. You know, people who are not as young and beautiful as me.
There you go.
All right. Okay. Well, Disney, Kimberly. Yes. Kimberly broke the code about why there's no video, because I was going to call fake fish, but now I can't do it since it's
been... there's video. There's video.
Yeah, there is video.
Somewhere, yeah. All right, well, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, here we go with another topic on the most spectacular show you will ever hear, Spike on the Mic.
All right, I'd like to call this topic here, money or relaxation?
Money or relaxation.
All right, and I want to apologize. I forgot where I got this from, but I'm just going to talk about it. Money is a utility, ladies and gentlemen. That is, it is in its best form, it is meant to improve our lives. Would you guys say so? Yes.
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 And sometimes not. Yes.
Yes.
But there are a few times where the product, the service, and the experience is worth the additional cost. And what I'm going to ask the resistance fighters around the room is that, is there something where you, or do you feel that sometimes it's better to spend money to make your life easier or to save the money so that you have money for later in life?
Yeah. Like,
okay, so I messed that part up. But yeah. So now I'm going to ask you.
I represent later in life.
I'm going to ask you five things. You ask me how you feel about this, whether you should save money or spend money to make your life easier. And we'll go around the room and we'll ask it. The first thing or the thing that you do, whether you save money or spend it, Kimberly, change your own oil in your car. Would you spend money to do that, or would you do it yourself to save money?
No, I would spend the money to change the oil in my car, because I don't like having a car payment. So the longer I keep the car that I have, the fewer car payments I have. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Hanging Chad, spend money to have an oil change or change it yourself?
I'm a saver. So I have changed my own oil and I would probably opt to do it myself. And I'm frugal.
Yeah.
Almost to a fault.
Yeah. Gas?
No. I don't like getting my hands dirty. Somebody else can change my oil. I spend that money.
All right, voice of reason.
Between the ages of 18 and 35, you change your own oil.
Yeah. Mm.
Billy's.
I have a friend of mine change my oil. I mean, I spend money on the oil and the filter and all that sort of stuff, but
right.
I have someone do it for me.
All right, and PWs.
I totally agree with voice of reason. I hate saying that. But indeed, when I was younger, I changed my own oil. Now, at my age, I don't do anything.
I don't do it anymore. I take it to the shop, but I used to.
Someone else does everything I need to do. And so soon, I can say at my age, soon someone will be wiping me.
Saving a lot of money. Huh?
Which one of you signing up for that? It's not his favorite.
Chelsea, cancel a hamburger. Cancel a hamburger, Chelsea. I'm not hungry.
I can't. My arm doesn't work. I can't.
Billy's got an excuse. She can barely wipe herself.
See, I
Kim, you're gonna kill me.
Here's proof. Let me show you. See, my arm does not work.
Oh God.
Up to you, Kim.
Kim, you're the five.
I'm putting on my glove.
Whoa, you're really going to do a job.
Dang.
That's a long glove.
Might want to reassess, PW. That looked like it's going to hurt.
Yeah, PW, have somebody else. Because Kim, we want to get all up in there.
That's it.
She don't want no more to come out.
What an animal husbandry glove right there.
Serious. How about this?
I'm going to do this once, and it's got to last.
Okay. Serious. Can we back up the show? I didn't really say that.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you're the editor. You can choose to edit it out
That's
or not.
That's true, yeah.
All right. How would you spend money or try to save on this thing here? Wash your car. I'm gonna come inside in the next question, but how about wash your car, voice of reason?
Sorry, same answer. 18 to 35, you wash your own car.
All right. Kimberly?
I think I misunderstood initially. Yeah, I can wash my own car.
Sure.
So you'll save the money.
Oh, yeah, I still wash my own car too, come to think of it.
Unless I'm in a rush, then I'm going to go through the machine.
All right. Billy's?
I wash my car.
Okay, Chad?
I don't know. I'm contradicting myself. I run it through the machine.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say that. I hear I'm saying I'm frugal, and I'm like, well, I'm not that frugal because I just ran it through the machine the other day.
Yeah. All right, PW, I already know what you don't do nothing.
No,
right?
But here's an interesting thing. Not too long ago, Roz and I had both our cars detailed right here in our driveway. Man, I never did a job like that. When I did it myself.
Right?
Yeah.
You're in there. All right. Gas man?
I actually enjoy washing my car, so I wash my own car. That's something I like to do.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
I like
nice.
Washing my car.
Come over my place anytime.
Yeah, really, I got some cars to wash.
I ain't doing it for free.
Wow. You like it that much? Oh, man.
Really? Now,
I'm not doing it for free.
Now, like I say, these questions are geared towards are you doing it to save money, or are you paying to make your life easier? And that's what I want to go. So how about this next question, this next one here? Cut your own hair or go to the barber? Billy?
I won't go to a barber, but I'll go to a hairdresser to cut my hair. Yes.
I mean, okay, barber salon, same thing, right? Yeah. So you'll go to somebody. Gas?
I actually cut my own hair for about 3 years, and it's such a tedious, time-consuming thing. Because you got to, I just go to a barber. It's so much easier.
Kimberly's?
Yeah, I spend the money to make it easier. I can cut my hair, and I have done a very good job in the past. I'll just brag. But it is. It takes a long time. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Hands are up here all the time. Yeah, it's a little bit of a
got pain. A mirror in the back. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let me just go here. Voice.
I think it just falls out naturally, doesn't it? Why would you have to have a cut?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good point on that. Hanging Chad.
I tend to cut my own.
So you go both ways. You frugal and
I am a mixed message. I'm finding out.
Yeah, really. PWs.
It's kind of interesting. I have cut my own hair for quite some time, and it never had anything to do with frugality. It was just that I don't like people fussing over me, you know, that sort of a thing.
Right.
But it is something that I don't enjoy doing. And so I decided at one point, all right, I'm going to go to a barbershop and let someone else do it. And that's exactly when COVID hit.
So you put all that COVID out there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's my fault. Yeah, yeah.
Really? And I hit everybody else, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one is, and I probably pretty much know how this is going to work. Fix minor repairs around the house, like a faucet or a ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so, I mean, voice of reason.
I didn't hear what you said. I was reading the note from Kim.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Can you say that again, please?
Yes. Minor repairs around the house, such as a faucet or a ceiling fan.
Do it yourself.
You do it on save the money.
It's just easier.
I would call someone because I immediately think I'm going to make it worse. And more eventually more expensive.
Yeah, gas.
I'm like what Hanging said. I have zero aptitude for repairs or building, hammer carpentry. I just call somebody else to make sure because I don't want to tear my own house up.
Mm. And BWs?
It depends on physical skills.
I
fix the toilet. You know, I do all kinds of things that are at my level.
You probably broke it.
No, that are at my level. Ceiling fan, I'm calling someone in.
Yeah, I guess I can remember that because one time there was a battery that needed to be changed on a
that's right.
freaking alarm system.
Yes. There's a whole series of Spike and the Mike shows where in the background you can hear beep.
Yes. I remember that. It took a couple of years to fix that.
Yes.
Smart move, TP Dub.
It took Kim and Roz visiting my parents.
That's right.
That makes so much sense.
Because Roz is 6'4", and yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the brawny man changed
Kim
my
Kim is the
batteries.
Only one that would show up and be like, I can't take this. I can't take this. How do you live like this? This isn't perfect.
Yeah. Brawny man changed my batteries. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, God. So Kimberly, would you have fixed those things around the house? And don't include brawny.
Oh, I was just going to say in our house, we're both sort of do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah. They're still athletic.
Yeah, really.
Except for like big, big, big jobs we have called the professionals in. We've had some serious plumbing issues here, and we've had to call in the big dogs. But yeah.
All right. And Billy's?
If it's something minor and easy, I would actually do it myself, but you know, once it gets a tiny bit complicated, I would call to have somebody fix it.
Mark.
I could call Mark or my apartment complex.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to answer all these questions myself, but I'm going to finish out with you guys. Right. Finish out with you guys. So if you go into a dinner party,
yeah,
would you make the food yourself that you're taking, or would you go buy it? Start out with you, Kimberly.
That depends on how much time I have. Normally, I would cook it. I would make something myself.
Billis?
That depends on how lazy I'm feeling. Straight up. I enjoy cooking it, and I enjoy doing stuff and like bringing there. But if I'm just, sometimes I just don't want to do all the work that entails.
Gas?
You can get an Olive Garden lasagna pan for $25. Nobody's ever disappointed when I show up.
Do you peel the label off and make it seem like you made it? Or you let them know you bought it at the card?
No, everybody knows. Everybody knows I don't cook. Come on, man.
Okay, and Ted?
For me, it depends on how much I really like the person. If I cook for you, then you know that I want to be like there. Them. I want to be present, and I want you to eat my food that I made for you. But if I just bought something, it's like, I'm doing this because I feel like I have to do this.
Wait a minute, so
I'm going to cry because I've eaten food that Chad's cooked before.
Oh, no.
I am not a good cook. Here's my thing about cooking, though. I hate cooking because to me, it's like creating art, and then you watch somebody literally sit in front of you and destroy everything you just made, and it just makes me so mad. I hate sitting at tables watching people eat. I hate food sounds. I hate chewing sounds.
Oh, man.
And I don't like people eating my food after I made it because it took a lot of dang time. Well, you're sitting there just now it's gone and destroyed.
Right. You need counsel.
Chad is not a foodie in any way, shape, or form. The act of eating itself is a chore.
It's a waste of time, right?
It's yep.
All right, well, and BWs?
Oh, you should know this. I made like 40 pounds of sausage and peppers and onions and brought it to the bowling alley. You know, I'm a guy who likes to cook and if I got a chance, I'll do it. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Boys? And share it with people.
Yeah.
Yes. I've shared. I've shared Paul's meat with other people. And I agree with. I agree. If it's a potluck. If it's a potluck.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to bring your own, look cooking. Like?
Yeah.
You're supposed to share a bit of yourself with
yeah.
others.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
See, and that's the part that I think
a small bit of himself with others.
Yes. I do share my meat.
Potlucks are creepy. Yeah.
But see, that's what I want
to know. If it's a potluck, you're supposed to cook your own dish, bring it, and
bring your own meat. Yeah.
But if it's not a potluck, I would just, you know, buy some celery sticks at the grocery store and bring it.
Yeah.
I want to address Hanging Chad. You said if you like them, you will cook. If you, you will buy it.
Yeah, because it's about. So everything, even all of your previous questions and this one, are not measured in money, really. They're measured in time for me. How much time do I have to put in? How much time do I have to take away from doing something I really would rather be doing to make you this stupid lasagna? How much time? And then if I have to make a stupid lasagna for you, then you...
Yeah.
I really value your friendship. That's why also I make sure not to have a lot of people's friendships that I really value, because that's a lot of cooking that I don't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to realize Hanging Chad spends a lot of time playing video games.
I know.
You know?
I'm a gamer.
Yeah. So, you know, he doesn't have time for food.
Well, I kind of take homage or offended by that because.
Homage.
Yeah.
Umbridge.
Yeah. Whatever the word is. You know what I'm talking about.
I can't wait till humanity evolves to the point where we can just slurp our food through straws and drink it and be done. Like, I could, like, if this was dinner, like, it had, like, steak, mashed potatoes, peas, whatever, I'd like, Thanksgiving in a can, I'm for that because I can do this while I'm doing something else.
You would make a great astronaut.
I don't need a lot of people. I just need Wi-Fi. TV. Can I get Wi-Fi up there?
If you're prosecuted, you're gonna have a nightmare. Yes. Yes.
You're going to have a nightmare about Gordon Ramsay tonight, I promise you.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah. Chad, people who sit there. Go ahead, voice. Go ahead.
Chad, I think you were the one that wanted to be able to scratch and lick your TV set.
Oh, yeah.
See?
That's right.
Because that's easy. Yeah.
Really. So, Chad, let me understand this. Like, you're with your favorite people, sitting around a table, having the meal of a lifetime with, like, the perfect drinks to share, to pair with every single course of the meal, and you're having a great time, conversation. This is just a nightmare scenario for you?
So first of all, the fact that you even said you have the perfect drink to pair with a meal, I don't even freaking care. Yeah. I don't care. What I do care about, though, in that is that you don't slurp or tap your fork on your plate.
Oh my God.
I also don't want you to chew with your mouth open.
You can't make a lot of noise
if you belch. It's disgusting to me because I'm seeing inside your body and I don't want to see visually through the sound you're making inside your mouth, and I don't want to hear wet, slobbery noises. But here's the part of the dinner that I would like. It has nothing to do with the food. It has everything to do with the conversation. So if I'm at a dinner with you, then you're probably a funny person, and I'm more into the conversation. Like, when I go look to a restaurant and I pick up the menu, I go directly to the craft beers. That's the most excited section for me on that menu. Right, after that, it's just something I have to do.
Yeah, I got to agree with that.
Okay, so here's a point I got to make. At the SOTM's Christmas party this year, we can't invite Chad.
No.
He'd be miserable.
You can invite him.
I'll come. You just know I'll be sitting there judging you.
Yeah.
Chad, if we have chicken wings at the
see, that's good.
Hot chicken wings at the party, you're not going to like me at all.
And then, I don't like you at all.
That's true.
Yeah. You're disgusting.
Yeah,
I've never liked you. Yeah.
Chicken wings. Yeah, you know, chicken wings have nothing.
And Chad, whatever you do, don't take Gas Man's bacon.
I was just going to say, anyone with their hands on my plate, you're putting your own life at risk.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like to eat or there's no food. Like, I'll sit down and eat a bag of chips, and I really like cheese.
Right,
but it's not one at all. I don't need it on a plate, and I don't need to sit here and have a dinner at a table with you eating that stuff.
A spray can is fine.
Spray can. Yeah.
Another reason not to eat Gas Man's bacon is because he licks every piece and puts it back on the plate.
I know.
What?
Yeah.
No. Once the bacon touches my mouth, brother, don't make it out.
Okay. I thought that you the piece in question had already been chewed on a little bit.
No.
Tell me it was fresh. It was fresh. It was fresh, untouched.
Okay.
All right, so now that we went through the shows, let me answer real quick on in case you guys care about what I do. I enjoy changing my own oil on my truck.
Yep.
Cars. I used to really enjoy washing my cars. I'm getting old, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been cutting my hair since 87. And I do little fixes around the house. Matter of fact, I got to do a ceiling fan in a little while. And that's about it. And I had another, cut my hair. Yeah. And I do my own, I wasn't actually all about yard work, but I figure I already know y'all don't do yard work either.
No.
And cooking? And you have time to do all that with me and be famous.
Yeah.
It's hot outside.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, he was so much as expected. And I don't know if that's how it goes, but that's where I was going to go. So with that being said, do you guys, let's go ahead and recap what the big A word of the day was.
Oh, yes.
Obsequious. Obsequious.
Yes.
Obsequious.
All right. So let me see. Billy, you said you knew what it was?
Yeah. It's like, isn't it like you're a suck up?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. It is.
You're a suck up.
You wouldn't find that in the dictionary, but that's exactly what it is.
I would have said it's more like being a doormat. Like just kind of just always
people run over you and don't stand up for yourself.
You're always in the service of others, no matter what.
If you just look at the relationship between Spike and Steve, you totally understand it. Yeah.
I think it's
me and the whole world.
Yes, Steve is obsequious. I am so obsequious. Yes.
Really? Tell me not to be. Don't be a doormat.
I was going to say it's related to the you create sounds of like being wet.
Oh, like no.
Like well, when you eat, like with voice, when you eat spaghetti, your mouth is sounds very obsequious.
Oh, no, that's not.
Yeah.
What is my New Year's resolution every year?
I've only known you for a month. I don't know.
Well, my resolution is to get more respect. So I need to be less.
How's that working out?
Yeah,
it needs to be more obsequious to get more respect. Mm-hmm.
So here is the Webster's definition of obsequious.
Yes.
And it says marked by or showing a fondness, attentiveness.
Yes.
Eager to help or obey someone important.
Yes, exactly. The way Steve treats you.
A sucker. I don't see no sequence in you at all.
Oh, no.
No sequin dresses or nothing. No,
that's because he's smart enough to wipe his nose.
Well, you're going to have your wipe in a little while. But I kill him with that's a big right. old thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, there is that.
Yeah, and then Billy gonna act hurt for the rest of her life.
Yep. Oh, here, my, you know, yeah, 2 years later. Oh, my arm is broken.
I broke my wrist 10 years ago. So, yeah.
I can't.
Sorry,
do anything
I have dirty
with
hair.
It.
I still have my broken arm.
Yeah, really.
Dirty hair.
With that being said, we have to do our obsequiously go around the room. And ask what stuck with you, and I start out with you, the Almighty Gas.
Dinner menu for Hanging Chad: string cheese.
Yes. Seriously, see, good
guess,
idea.
Gas gets me.
Serious. All right, a voice of reason. What stuck with you?
That Billy's good arm looks horrible. Yeah. I wonder what the bad one looks like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, really? Damn.
You should see the other guy.
Speaking of bad arms, Billy, what stuck with you?
That I can get through a show with a broken arm.
Yay! Where were you last week? Okay, sorry. Yeah. Kimberly, what stuck with you?
That I love my sister so much, and I'm glad she's back this week.
Yay! Hey, Chad.
Yay!
What stuck with you?
if you want to get in a fight at Disney World and not get arrested, make sure you're near La Nuba.
Hell yeah.
All right. BWs, what's stuck with you?
He stole mine. I wanted to go to the fights at Disney World.
Yeah, really. And what stuck with me is that University of Alabama did the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah. In the talk,
yes.
And that was a Black History Moment, and brought to you by Black History Moment people. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening and playing on this award-deserving Spike on the Mic show. I am he. I want to say give a big shout-out, big thanks to PWs, Hanging Chad, the Voice of Reason, the Gas Man, the Billies, and the Kims. Hey, and right here, I don't leave the women last, just that y'all look good at the end.
Oh, right? Nice.
Spike on the mic, and we out, ladies and gentlemen.
Har, har.
One.